Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, going into the season, I think offense was maybe the biggest question mark with your team. You're averaging 42 shots a game now through three. That number in and of itself can stress a team, but how much more do you need in the quality shot department?
Probably a little more, Schultz. Yeah, I think I talked to you on the post-game show last night that, you know, the first period, I mean, if you take a look at that shot chart in the first period, there wasn't anything really inside. It was more perimeter stuff. But, again, the bottom line is, though, we're playing hard. We're playing with a motor. We're creating opportunities. We have good time of possession. So we're doing a lot of good things. And, hey, we got 5-5 our last two games. So, at the end of the day, we know that we're not going to sustain that. But the biggest thing is we just got to – we really just want to make sure that we maintain our style of play. And then whatever – if our style of play is good and we're doing a good job on the forecheck with puck pressure and reloading and things like that, that, well, you know, we're going to get opportunities.
Penalty kill was 3 out of 3 last night. They only allowed one shot. What did that unit do best last night?
I think at the end of the day, we're trying to be – you could probably see it too, Schultz. We're trying to be a little more aggressive up ice. And I think if we can disrupt their breakout a little bit, that's going to minimize maybe the time and zone. And that's kind of what our mentality is right now. And it's just work in progress. And we're just trying to – we're tweaking and fine-tuning what we're doing on the penalty kill. We're changing things a little bit than we've done in the past just because we feel it's probably time that we change some things. And even though we've been pretty successful over the last 5 years – also, more and more teams. You look at the National Hockey League all the way down to college. It's becoming more of a very aggressive up ice penalty kill.
Power play went 0-for-4. Had 6 shots. Had a lengthy 5-on-3 there too. And I don't know what it is, but the passing looks good. It's just something that just doesn't quite seem right. I don't know what it is. What are you noticing out of your power play right now?
I think you're spot on right here. Hey, we're still figuring things out, Schultz. That's probably the best way of putting it, but I'm with you. Like, it's, you know, we're off a little bit. We're off a little bit. It's not, you know, we're not there, and power plays a toughie. It's always is. It just goes, it's like a roller coaster, and you and I have talked about that a lot over the years, too. It's like a roller coaster, but we're just trying to figure out personnel. We're trying to figure out, you know, where they should be, what spots where they should be, and, you know, things like that. So we just need a little time on this, and you got to get a sample size before you start blowing stuff up.
Ross Harmer, last year and years past, has taken a lot of faceoffs. I don't know if he's taken nearly as many as he did last night. He was on the dot for 29 of them. How physically and mentally draining is 29 faceoffs in a night?
I don't think it is, Schultz. Yeah, I think it's probably more, you know what, they embrace that. And I look at Owen. Owen wanted to take every important tap. And I think those guys are competitors. They want to take those face-offs. But you got to deliver, too. You got to, when those guys are taking taps, you got to deliver. And we need to be a little better. We were good that weekend against Arizona State. We went to 51% last night. We didn't have nearly the amount of offensive zone face-offs that we had against Arizona State. But we still need to be better in that department. And that's everybody. It's just not our centerman. It's our whole group. It's our collective group. But I think Ross embraces that, and he's a good face-off guy.
Leighton Road had 2 goals last night in his only full season in the USHL. He was a 3/4 point a game night guy. That's not easy in that league, is it?
No, it's a great league. It's a great league. And Leighton was our best player last night. He did so many good things. And, yeah, he scored the first 2 goals. And one is he outwilled one of their guys in front of the net on the game tie, or he had a second whack at it. But his wall play, his overall game last night was outstanding. He was I could show you 3 clips on the wall where he got pucks out and made plays, and, you know, and he's a well-rounded player.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tech has 10 freshmen on their roster, Tom. That's, I think, 8th most in college hockey. They started 2, played 3. You played 5. this is not a game where freshmen can typically succeed. Where did you see that group last night take another step forward?
You know what? I just think, again, a lot of it is just it's not necessarily the freshmen overall. It's the freshmen meshing with our existing group, and I think it makes it so much easier when they're playing with veterans, and you know, there's a good message being conveyed to them from the leadership group all the way down. But these guys that have that are playing as freshmen too, they've played a lot of junior hockey. So, and they're older guys, as we all know, Schultze. So they might be freshmen as far as at the end of their name. You know, it says freshmen, sophomore, juniors, or seniors. But at the end of the day, they're pretty experienced guys, and they know how to play the game. And I think right now they're really blending in well, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
First goal last night, their first goal. I'm not sure who was supposed to be covering that guy, but Jackson Jutting was the closest guy to him. It was their centerman, too. He was off by maybe a foot. That's a pretty slim margin, 1 foot. Welcome to college hockey in 2022, right?
You're spot on. I mean, it's center's got to stay on center. There was a combination of a lot of things on that goal. We just watched it about a half hour ago with our team. But, no, I mean, that's hockey. It's just it's a slim margin of error, and you want to minimize those mistakes.
Their second goal, Matias played the puck and just couldn't clear it. Do you have any hard and fast rules for goalies as to how and when and where to play pucks, or is it all feel for them?
It's pretty much feel, but it all depends on where the puck is. He actually played that puck in front of the crease versus behind the net. Behind the net's one thing. You want to try to rim pucks on your forehand. You want to try to kick pucks to the defensemen who are going to flank out when the puck's behind the net. On that particular play, and I haven't talked to Schultze about it. But I think all you need to do is you just got to find some ice and get it out of the zone. And I don't know if he tried to make a play or if he just somewhat fanned on it. I don't know. But that puck's got to be out. That's all. You just got to find a hole. You just got to find a hole, and it's like relieving pressure and living to fight another day.
Tony Fulmer and Will Magnuson are sophomore defensemen for you, playing with a bunch of savvy vets. Their comfort level to me seems a little bit higher than last year. How far have those guys come?
A lot, but they've played a lot of hockey. They're veterans, and they're coming in and they're understanding college hockey. They're understanding, how to play, and it's so much more. You know, I don't want to use the. I probably am overusing the word confidence, but it's so much more of a factor for those guys coming into their second year, where they're just so much more at ease with when the puck's on their stick. They know exactly how much pressure there's going to be, and really they kind of know what's expected out of them.
How important is it for you to, once you weather that initial storm that I think we're all expecting tonight, that you're able to dictate how the rest of the game goes?
Just got to play the way we want to play, and you know they're going to have something to say about that. So I'm not going to sit there and say we got to dictate this or dictate that, because they have something to say about it. They're the home team. They're going to be playing with a lot of desperation, and that's what we kind of told our guys. In reality, this is a must-win for Tech tonight. Yeah, it's a team that's over the years has been pretty dominant at home. And I know it's a game in October, but, you know, points are critical. And for us, we got points on the road right now, and you got to get points at home. So it's almost like a must-win for them, and we have to understand that and come out with that kind of mentality and mindset and really respond to their